Hey, this is Coach Joe with Heartletics, and all I ask in return is that if you get any value at all from today's podcast episode, please share this on either your Facebook page or with a loved one. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. So I really want today's message for you to be the one where you can always revert back to if you're ever struggling, and let's just say you need some inspiration, you need some motivation. Maybe you're going through a hard time right now. Well, guess what? At the end of the day, that's life. Plain and simple, right? You can't do anything about it. But hopefully in today's message, you have a different form of reality when it comes to the adversity that life throws your way. These curveballs that, you know, they're going to happen. Let's just face the facts here. But having a different mindset, having a different perspective can really change your reality and really kind of help you out. So let's talk about building a house, right? Or building a building, right? And typically, this is also what you're doing on your health and fitness journey as well. You're building that 2.0 version of yourself. You're building that better you, the one that's more confident, the one that has more energy, the one that is stronger, the one that is, you know, in better health, everything, right? It's that 2.0 version of you, that foundation, right? So here's a few things that I want you to understand. I'm going to give you a few different analogies, and I use this often, so hopefully it's starting to make sense. But the last analogy that I'm going to share with you is really going to help you guys out. So first off is that you, right? The goals that you're trying to achieve. Maybe you're trying to lose some body fat. Maybe you're trying to get off your medications, have more energy, look good with your shirt off, feel more confident, whatever the case may be, right? That's you. That's the goals, right? And you got to think, honestly, in terms of this being a tree, okay? And it's great to have this a big, marvelous tree out there, right? With tons of branches and it looks beautiful. But at the end of the day, like, that's great and all. But what's underneath the soil, right? What's underneath the ground is the roots. And if you don't have a deep-rooted why as to why you're doing something, why you're trying to have success at achieving your goals, guess what? A huge tree with no roots, anytime life throws you curveballs, anytime, you know, you're dealing with adversity, whether it's illnesses, sickness, depression, not seeing results and you're getting on your own head, whatever the case may be, right? If you don't have the deep-rooted why, that tree's going to collapse. It's just like if there's a big, heavy windstorm or snowstorm, if there's a tree with, once again, no roots, it's going to fall over. It's going to collapse. Your goals are going to fall off the pedestal. So for starters, you need to have a deep-rooted why and ask yourself, right? Just why? You know, what is your goals? Why? And then ask yourself why again, why again, why again? It's called the seven-layer why. And it's actually a pretty hard exercise to do, but you'll typically get to the deep root of the reason why you want to have success at achieving your goals. Now, with that out of the way, let's share with you a different mindset perspective, right? That maybe you haven't heard of, that hopefully this is going to really be a different shift when it comes to you having more success and putting one foot forward in front of the other, especially when life throws you these curveballs, right? So I already mentioned about building this house, right? And having that foundation. Well, think about it, right? If you got the bricks, that's going to build a house, okay? And let's just say the bricks are the workouts. It's you're eating your protein. It's you're drinking your water. It's you're getting your sleep. It's you're getting your steps in, right? It's basically following through with the 7 essential fat loss habits for success that we go over at Heartletics. Those are the bricks, you know? And at times, it's very easy, right, to put a brick down, right? Like show up and get a workout in when everything's great, right? It's very easy to put that brick down. But regardless of how many bricks that you stack, okay, it's just a wall and there's no mortar there, which means that you can push it and all those bricks are going to come crushing, crumbling right down. You need to have that mortar, right? And what is that mortar? It's simple. It's adversity. It's thick. It's hard. It glues everything together. It's what holds the bricks together. And you show up for the workouts when everything's great. Awesome. You're putting down more bricks. But at the end of the day, what are you doing when life throws you these curveballs? What are you doing when life throws you these storms and these adversities? Because that's honestly how you get the mortar. That is when it's going to be the glue that's going to hold your foundation, your house, your 2.0 version of yourself together. And unfortunately, a lot of people are mentally weak to where, you know, they're great at putting down the bricks when everything's easy, but hey, that's not life here. You know, I wish it was, but everybody goes through hardships. Everybody goes through adversities. Everybody goes through stress. And it's just like, what happens when you're faced during those trials of tribulations? What, are you just going to, you know, go back to your old ways, not be disciplined, throw in the white towel and quit and go back to your old ways? You know, like, think about it. First off, I think we all heard the phrase here. Rome wasn't built in a day. It took time. Your body's a masterpiece, right? Your goals, creating them, especially if it's a better version of yourself, it's going to take time. It's going to be a masterpiece. Think about like having a statue with a hammer and a chisel, right? You can just take these big chunks at, you know, the hammer and bust it into the chisel and get these big pieces out. But the fine details, right? The definition of, let's say you're sculpting somebody's face or somebody's body, right? Getting the fine details, the veins, right? Like everything like that. The little things that matter the most and what makes that sculpture, that statue perfect. That takes a lot of time. A lot of time. Patience is a virtue here. I'm sure you heard the phrase also, right? Pressure builds diamonds. Well, those diamonds, that's the mortar. That's what's going to hold those bricks together. But once again, what are you doing during those hard times when life is throwing you the curveballs? This is typically where it separates the boys from the men. And when men show up for themselves and they have that deep-rooted why, they know that they're showing up for themselves for the future them, for a better, healthier, more confident, have more energy them. They're showing up to have a better family life at home because they're leading by example. They're creating sustainable habits for everybody. They're inspiring. They're motivating everybody. They have that deep-rooted why. So it makes them a lot easier to stick with things, especially when life gets hard, because mentally, these men know that this is building the foundation. This is going to be that glue that's going to hold those bricks together. This is going to be that mortar. So let today be today's message of inspiration for you. If you're going through a hard time in life, if you're struggling, if you're like, man, I'm not seeing progress, or I'm dealing with this injury, or I'm traveling, or I'm sick, or stress at home and stress at work. Guess what? Everybody has been through that. And the greats that you see out there, right? Like, think about it. Nobody has a perfect life. Nobody. But it's all up to you. You're in full control over your life. How do you want to take it when life throws you these curveballs? Do you want to just be scared and not step up to the plate? Or do you at least want to step up and swing? Because I'm pretty sure that if you step up and swing and you have some people in your corner helping you out, who knows, you might still get on base. Better yet, you might still hit a home run with your goals. But don't be like the little boys that when life throws them curveballs, when life throws them adversity, they end up just going back to their old ways. And they only show up during the good times. Because guess what? What is the point of having, let's just say, a big tree that looks great, but no roots? It's going to collapse. What is the point of having a wall or a building with no mortar? It's just bricks. Hey, somebody can easily come by and push that, you know, bricks, push that wall right down. It's going to come crumbling down. And I don't want that to happen for you with your goals. Whether you're trying to lose body fat, whether you're trying to have a new business or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, right? Relationship, acquire more, you know, income or financial independence, whatever it is, whatever your goals are, you're going to be faced with adversity. That's a matter of the fact. It's just that, what are you going to do during these times of adversity? And this is once again where you're faced with stepping outside your comfort zone. You're faced with the decisions between the good wolf and the bad wolf, right? At the end of the day, who are you going to feed? It's all up to you. But I, you know, hope and pray that, you know, this message can at least give you guys some clarity and at least give you guys some inspiration to having a whole different mindset perspective, that when you're faced with the horrible times, stress, illnesses, sickness, curveballs, whatever it is, look at them as blessings in disguise, because it means that you're on the right path to where you're trying to get to. And life is just testing you to see how bad you actually want it. So my final question to you is, how bad do you actually want it? Are you just going to let this define you and make you quit and throw in the towel and go back to your old ways? Or is this going to be something that you're going to push through and you're going to say, hey, I'm not going to be a character of the circumstances that's at hand. I'm going to prevail. I'm going to push through and I'm going to reach my goals. No ifs, ands, or buts. That is the true definition of somebody that is goal-oriented and somebody that is having a successful mindset.